That was Lucas Graham featuring Khalid with Wish You Were Here, and I wish everyone was here listening because it is Thursday, April 15th, and it is the CMC Super Show, and I have the wonderful, legendary, honorable CMC Alvarado here in studio. How are you doing today?
Oh, yeah. Glad to be back for this Super Show.
It's always fun. Last time you were here, it was before spring break. Did you go anywhere? Went to Miami, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So we were talking about it last time. So we ended up going to Miami, visit my family there for the sister's wedding. But at the same time, you know, took advantage of the spring break, right? So first time for my kids to see the family from that side. So everybody had a great time.
How was the weather?
Weather, I think I brought the first 3 days, I brought the Spanish rain, right? So didn't do much for the first 3 days there, but after that, I started to, you know, feel that humidity, Miami summer, oh, yeah. You know, weather. So
I think that rain would have been inevitable. You can't blame yourself. It's been brutal here. It's just so hit or miss with the weather. Speaking of the weather, I hope it stands. I mean, you got here in September, correct?
That is correct. End of September, we reported 29 September to be exact.
So you know of Feria, correct?
That is correct.
And it'll be your first Feria. And I forget the exact dates when that is, but that is coming. Are you and your family excited for that?
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it. I think my wife, Anastasia, have some plans, but, you know, she kind of briefly mentioned it to me and with some friends. So we'll see what happens, right? So I'm just there to, you know, go along with the ride and enjoy the ride. You know, they tell me where I need to be.
You have to get dressed up.
Drive them. Yeah.
And prepare for a long night.
That's right.
There's a lot of good food, dancing. My wife and I went last year and it was electric.
And at midnight too, I heard, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like it 4 or 5 a.m. Oh, yeah, it starts late, but yeah, it was thankfully we could walk home and everything was super close.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think if it's coming up at the end, beginning of May here in Rota, we're going to miss it, which is tragic because we're going back to the States. I think it's the 15th. Regardless, you and your wife and your kids are gonna have so much fun.
Yep.
There's rides and everything, but there is a lot of food there, and you know what's coming as well is PRT season.
Oh yes, so looking forward to that. A lot of supported commands here being taking advantage of the command PT events that they have, you know, at the gym and our fields, right? So same thing with Naval Station Rota. A lot of our folks are taking advantage whenever they can to go to the gym, do some self-PT, self-improvements there, and then also join and participate at the command physical fitness.
So how are you preparing, CMC?
Same thing. You know, do my best to do as much as I can whenever I can, especially after work, you know, run around the neighborhood in my area, or, you know, having three kids, one of them, you know, will be on my back every time. So that's PT for me.
Yeah, I remember last show, you guys talking about running, psychos, but it is necessary to do. I can't, I'm not a big runner. I've been trying to get into it, implementing it. But we're talking Feria, and also here, this is your first time, but I'm getting exposure to it. It's a big week, and we're going to have some special guests on this show for your CMC Super Show. Are you excited for that, CMC?
Oh, yeah. We've been talking to them offline, and one of our guests usually swing by to my office and check up on not just me, but also the rest of the triad and see how they're doing. So excited to introduce them pretty soon.
Yeah, recognition of Holy Week, known as Semana Santa, coming very soon. Right now, we're going to do a song intro or song break recommended by one of our special guests. We got Hurricane by Theory of a Dead Man here on AFN Road of the Eagle. That was Theory of a Dead Man with Hurricane here on AFN Road of the Eagle, and we are continuing on with the CMC Super Show. He always brings some spectacular guests, and I think we have some awesome guests, especially for this month. We, you know, there are multiple religions that people celebrate, and for the CMC Show, we have Chaplain Monka and RP2 Hunley here to talk about Holy Week. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you for having us.
I'm excited, and I can't wait to sit here and listen to this interview because this is going to help me. Because I was last week out with my buddy, and then so you know, you start seeing some of the celebrations and, you know, the outfits and everything. So I'm not too acquainted, so I'm here to learn.
All right. So it's nice to have both of you here as our guest. So this is the first time on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Not for you, Chaps, but you've been talking on the radio for a minute, but it's definitely for RP2. First off, welcome aboard to one of the best duty station especially in Europe. So how long have you been stationed in Rota?
I've been stationed here for approximately 3.5 months. I've enjoyed my stay so far.
Great. Chaps, you've been here over a year?
For me, 1.5 year. This time around, I was here before. So I had a short break in Iwakuni, Japan with Marines and came back.
Came back. See, you can never get enough of Rota, Spain.
This is my place in the world.
All right. So, Japan is a good place to have a break.
Probably different. I'm not the best person to ask about that because I love Japanese food, all the small things, but yeah. Spain is my place. Let's put
That's
it this
good.
Way.
That is good. Good to know. All right, so now with what is, you know, RP2, you've been here for a few months now. What's your favorite festival in Spain?
So for me, the few festivals that have happened here, I've really enjoyed the recent pizza festival. As my wife would say, I am addicted to pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my all-time favorite food. And if I could, I would probably eat every single day.
Okay, well, good. How about you, Chaps?
I love a lot of them. I missed part of that because I was here during time of COVID, but I went to see the horse races in Sanlúcar. It's the horse races on the beach, so that's a cool thing. But a lot of these celebrations are so rich in culture history. So.
Yeah, so that's definitely one of our bucket lists here. Very soon, hopefully, in a month or so.
It's an honor.
Yeah, so... get that horseback riding experience for the kids. Okay, so where you guys have been traveling so far? RP2, a few months with your spouse.
We've been to Ronda, Cadiz, and Sevilla, the few that we've been to so far.
Okay.
We're planning a trip here pretty soon, but still ironing out the details to...
So do you let your spouse do all the travel plans, or you're heavily involved, or... you just say, all right, whatever you want, honey.
It's 50-50.
Okay.
For her, I tell her, what days do you want me to take so that I can get that schedule and everything like that, and then we'll talk about where we want to go. For our anniversary this year, we're talking about going to Ireland.
Okay, that's good. I've heard nothing but good things about Ireland or shipmates that recently visited during the spring break. So, Chaps, you've been here a minute.
I've been here a minute, so, but I still have a couple of places I haven't visited, and probably it's easier to talk about that. Definitely I want to see Cordoba, which is not far away, but was always put it, on the, for later, and then COVID hit. So Cordoba and San Sebastian in the northern part of Spain. So
northern Spain.
I heard from the local people that this is one of the most beautiful places. But locally, I mean, not locally, but in Spain, I would say the most beautiful place I like, I think it's Barcelona, mm-hmm. Sevilla, this area. I love spending weekends over here in the area, like my beloved Chipiona and Sanlúcar, that area. It's kind of really cool. And
yeah.
Off-season is better. I really don't like too many crowds. And because you're here for a while, it's kind of like, okay, where are these darn tourists coming from, right, all
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, you're right.
But now it's great to see when people enjoy themselves over here.
And I heard about summertime here in South Spain, right? So it gets pretty crowded here, and you got to make reservation if you ended up, deciding to eat dinner out in town, right?
So yes, it doubles and triples, and sometimes, unfortunately, prices go up. There's different laws, for example, on walking the pets on the beach, the dogs. Parking, it's, of course... they don't care much about, yellow spots over here
yeah.
in the winter. But in the summer, you have to be careful not to get the ticket or get your car towed.
Okay, great. So great information there to start this conversation. Now, let's go talk about, I think, yes, almost everybody knows what you guys do, responsibilities, and what you guys support. But getting started in the career field, what makes you RP2? To go to the RP program more than any other rate?
So for me, it was an interesting journey.
Mm-hmm.
For picking my rate, I wasn't offered RP
mm-hmm.
at first. I had to go through a couple different contracts to actually find RP. And by that time, I was ready to leave my hometown and go to boot camp. So mm-hmm. I didn't even know what RP was until I got to A school.
Yeah.
And being non-religious, it was a little ironic to me at
uh-huh.
the time. But so far, I've enjoyed my time as an RP.
That's good. And Chaps, you know, how you ended up being a chaplain. What was the background there?
Sure, but before that, it's like RP2 has a very interesting, good background in his previous work, right? What was that?
I was a corrections officer about 3 years.
Oh, wow. There you go. So let's start with that first, right? Well, that's from correctional officer to, you know, being a religious person. Now it's that's definitely interesting career move.
It was a definite change. I wanted something different. I wanted something more.
Yeah.
Because being a corrections officer, after a while, you start to notice the change in yourself. Mm-hmm. I started becoming an angry person.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing negativity in everybody, and I didn't like that change.
Yeah.
So the military was an easy way out of my hometown, and I've always inspired to be like my dad, who was a CB for a few years. And so I decided, why not Navy?
Well, great. You made the right choice, you know, out of the services, right? So I think Navy is the best way to go.
Welcome to our correctional facilities. Yeah, and for me, it's a little bit different route. So I have been a priest for 24 years now, and I was helping to raise my niece with my sister because her dad was killed in a car accident. So when she turned pretty much in age, 16, 17, and they moved to Pennsylvania, so I moved from my beloved Michigan and joined the Navy just to see that for a couple of years. Wanted to cross the Atlantic, first assignment, the Ike. So yeah, there
yeah.
So I'm late bloomer. I'm just 10 years in the Navy, but I really enjoy it. Great people, great variety, different backgrounds, and that challenges my ministry, me personally, to grow. So.
Okay, that's great to know. So now let's let our listeners know what's your role as a chaplain and what you guys support, and also same thing with you, RP2, right? So we'll start with Chaps.
Okay, so you know, there are four. We talk about that in ICR, so I don't want to bore you, but there are four core values pretty much. We definitely provide to our faith denominations, like I take care of my Catholic community. We facilitate for different denominations, for different religions, people of different walks of life, to provide the services for them and have their ministers or whoever is leading their services or practices. And we also advise to individuals, to the command, to whoever needs us to advise them and is open to take the advice. And we care for anyone. It doesn't matter if you're religious or not. So the great thing and feature, which is very unique, and we always ask about it, and people can have a problem to remember that it's 100% confidentiality. So sure. When somebody talks to us, they own the information. We keep it to our heart, and we don't share that. So that's a good thing. If somebody's struggling somewhere and needs to talk to somebody else, the other adult who will be a sounding board, not necessarily tell you what to do, it's good to run it by the chaps. Sometimes people get themselves in the corner. They think there is no way, nobody cares. At least give us a chance to try. And there is no harm, no foul. And that's what we are here for. And RPs support us. So how do you support us?
Well, I support with admin work, setting up services, and setting up counseling themselves. And there are a few people out there that don't know about 100% confidentiality. Mm. So when I'm explaining to them, I use an example of if you happen to tell chaps that you killed somebody, they are legally bound that not to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that example because it shows a very big extreme that you wouldn't think of mm-hmm. as someone not saying something about it. And so it really drives the point of 100% confidentiality for me. And for other things that we do, yes, like I said, admin, religious services, but we also help with, for Greenside, protecting the chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
Because chaplains are non-combatants, so we are in a better sense of the word, the trigger finger, but that's not our job. Our job is to make sure that chaps gets out of any confrontation whatsoever alive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether me taking the bullet or pushing him down to the ground or whatever. In some shape or form way, my job is to protect him at that point in time.
So now, clarify this with me and also our listeners. There's no requirement for any CHAPS or RP for that fact to really qualify as a rifleman or correct?
That's
still a case. But you're qualified, but it's not a requirement for you to grab a gun in order for you to join the service, correct?
Yes. So we can come in, no gun experience whatsoever. And even going through A school, you're not required to pick up and learn how to use a gun. Mm-hmm. It's not until you go green sight is when it becomes a requirement.
Okay.
Because you are expected to be inserted into a Marine group,
mm-hmm.
and how better to infiltrate a set of Marines than become a Marine in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that we had to go through training for. That is our C school. That was called McKest. Is it still called McKest?
I think so.
Okay.
So yeah, our P's are the combatants, and that's why they are with us. And on the Marine side, they're expected to qualify for everything. For us, we can get in trouble for being seen with a gun in the uniform. if somebody likes guns, it's okay. But yeah, that's what it is. So Geneva Convention allows us to serve prisoners of war, to be free to move around and so on. But still, not everybody will respect it. However, that's what we do. And our PS are great because they're also facility managers. So as you probably noticed, a lot of things and events took place in the chapel because of the old movie theater was down. And so they have to manage all the requests. Sometimes if somebody doesn't clean up after themselves, they have to, pick up the short end. So they're great. They're essential for us because we can be only in some places at the time, and they do a lot of prep work for us. So it's RMTs are successful as we work together hand in hand. So.
Great. So now, speaking of all the counseling and all the support that both of you has been doing, not just for the military service member, but it's also for the community as well. So let's talk about some of the religious programs available at the chapel.
So one of the biggest things and reasons for us is the provision and facilitation for different faith groups. So we have religious services to exercise the First Amendment to the Constitution and religious practices. So we have services for the Catholic and Protestant community. We have a Jewish community led by the layperson, because we don't have the rabbi over here, and we don't have the lay leaders, because that's the other thing. We train lay leaders for the ships over here, for those who are passing through, for particular group faith groups. We also make it happen for if we have, weekend group or Muslim group. We don't have them over here, but right now we mainly serve these three. We connect people with different locations, so that's part. The other things are what?
So we have different requirements for us. As you mentioned, Muslims, we have prayer rugs for them, and we have a space they could possibly use, but we are not allowed to conduct services for them because we don't have a lay leader or a chaplain to lead those services.
Okay.
We can facilitate, but that's about it for those. And that's not strictly for Muslim, that's for all religions that are in the area.
Okay.
I know Chaplain Story likes to bring up Jedis and Siths and ICR, which it's a bit different because it's not something you come across a lot. Even on my last ship, we had a Satanist on board, and although he never came forward and asked for services or for us to facilitate anything to him, he through the religious needs assessment, he let us know that he was there. And that is actually one of our main tools that we use, is a religious needs assessment.
Okay.
And that form tells us who belongs to what faith group so we can better provide. And sadly, it's not always 100% because things happen, not everybody's able to fill out a form, it happens. But we do what we can when it comes to that form. Other things that for programs that we do is we have a few Catholic and Protestant ones that we are in charge of. I know there's Sea Walk, P Walk.
a couple other groups using our facilities. They're mostly connected to the chapel. We have Awana, we have marriage retreats. The big thing was, unfortunately, we don't have the facilitator now. It was Credo.
Credo,
so,
yeah.
Credo is a great program. I would strongly and highly recommend to all the service members, because this allows to give back to the server, to our service members, for being off balance. You know, when you're deployed, when you're forward deployed, when you're away from your family, you have marriage retreats, family retreats, you have individual retreats, resiliency, anger management and such, and then self-control. These are great because they're on the, you know, that's what the sailors love the most.
Yeah.
The time off. It comes from, it's a no-cost EAD. And command should agree to that unless you're really super important. They cannot let you go. Secondly, it's a very nice, usually nice hotel or place. There's food. It's not heavy loaded, but gives you a lot of time to be with your spouse, with your family, or just by yourself and be with other people. So you get away. Normally, we used to do them in Costa Ballena in one of the nice hotels. Mm-hmm. If somebody likes it, you can even, if you're lucky, run nine holes, you know.
True.
On the golf courses, so.
That's good. That's good to know. You guys really take advantage of the Credo and also some of the retreats. Hopefully our listeners and service members in the community take advantage of those programs so we can keep them. I know there's been talk on fundings. It's always been challenging, but at the same time, your team, our team here in Naval Station Rota has been doing everything we can to keep those programs and retreats for our community. Anything else you guys want to consider or talk about programs?
There is a variety. If somebody's, you know, interested, reach out to us and we'll be able to share that. One thing I really want to point out and then stress out how important it is that we all work together. You know, the command supporting us and our programs and making them available, and because it strengthens our sailors and our community. Like, for the services, we have around recently 450 to 500 people coming through the door every week. So that's a huge impact on the community.
And it's important.
And these people are impacting themselves as well, because they are creating connections and building network. So that's why it's super important, because it's also helpful for the spouses. When we, you know, are so busy with our important things in the uniform, our spouses, when they are sometimes lonely, sometimes frustrated with us, they can vent to each other, they can build connections, the kids can come along and get to know each other. So that support of the command and support of the other entities like, you know, Fleet and Family, MWR, all these groups, Red Cross, we work together on many different levels. So there's no competition, and we are as strong as we, again, build the networks and connections and the support.
That's great.
Very jam-packed all year round, and I laud you and thank you for everything that you do. That's amazing, all the services you provide, spiritually, mentally, all that. And this week is going to be a busy one for you guys, I would surmise. And I want to learn more about Semana. What is it, the Semana week?
Right? Semana Santa.
Semana Santa. Yeah,
Semana
I don't know.
Week?
Lived here a year, can't even tell. So take a quick song break here, and then we're going to come back and learn more from you guys. Thank you for all that. It was awesome. That was Chap's recommendation with Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion here on AFN Road of the Eagle. And we are back, CMC Super Show. CMC Alvarado has some special guests. And this is very important for what's going on, because Easter, one of the holiest weeks here in Spain, full of cultural events. Can't wait to learn. CMC floors here.
All right, so let's talk about Semana Santa and the background, right? So origins, you know, the processions and all that, and meaning behind it, and then different colors and costumes. So this is going to be my first event, so looking forward to it. So I need some education and some background. So before I get into some stuff, I want to make sure that I'm kind of like, I know the basic, right? So I don't get in trouble.
I don't want to get overboard, because it's a lot to talk about. About it, you know, it comes from the of course religious background. Semana Santa, the Holy Week, which is the week from the Palm Sunday, last Sunday, leading to Easter Sunday, and it's for most of the Christian denominations, especially, you know, Catholics and so-called high church, the liturgical churches, but for everyone. So, you know, the tradition over here, it's a little bit different than in many other countries. So the Semana Santa, especially in Andalusia, but also in Spain, is strongly influenced by that culture-loving fun celebration, But as a matter of fact, it may seem fun, but it has a different origin. So it started like, you know, 15th century, it picked up when Marquis de Tarifa, he came back from one of the Crusades, and he introduced what he saw in Jerusalem, which was Stations of the Cross. So it was walking through the streets, and then it picked up the new meaning, new life, and now, all these hermanidades and cofradías, which is the hermandades, so it's like a fraternity, and cofradías, it was based on just one group of, like, for example, Cofradía de Pescadores, the group of fishermen, and they connected together to support each other. For example, if there was somebody who had some trouble, you know, they would pay for the funeral and such. But with that said, you know, they started creating all these statues and then walking them. So it was like a life celebration of the mystery of crucifixion and resurrection. And of course, it started growing, took its life on its own, and then started being more organized. And then now we have all these statues. So if you go to different churches, if you go to different locations, you see these huge platforms. How do you think? How heavy are they?
Look heavy. They look really heavy. Multiple people carrying them.
Yeah, so they would be around from 1 to 5 tons. So it's like 2,200 pounds to 11,000 pounds.
It's ridiculous.
So pretty much every year, there's like a 10% of people get injured with joints, shoulders, ankles, of course, because there's a bunch of people underneath walking like little ants, and they have to switch. How long do you think they walk? For example, one of the longest one over here in Rota will be at Madruga. Madruga is the early wee hours of Friday, Good Friday. So they start at 2, and it finishes at 12:45.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
So even if you switch for like 12, I mean, what, my math is not good, less than 10 hours, but you're still underneath, and you're walking with a huge platform.
Oh, yeah.
Continue walking. So that's a huge thing. And they plan it for throughout the whole year. I got some numbers because I was some interested in the local area, because one of the biggest is the Semana Santa in Sevilla. So they have a bunch of processions throughout the whole week, and pretty much every day, starting Thursday or Friday before Palm Sunday. So it's like 10 days of the processions. And a couple of them go at the same time. Like in one of the biggest ones would be Jerez and Sanlúcar de Barrameda. So they will have like 3 or 4 processions at the same time, and they will be following each other through the main street.
Wow.
So the procession goes from the local church, and they go through the street, through the main place, mm-hmm. and usually, and that's why, sometimes we say parade, and I understand that we are used to parades in the States, but it's a procession because we proceed to a certain place that it has the meaning and purpose.
Yeah.
So the origin is penitential. So the people who do that, they do that as a penance. So people watch it, but you know, I just talked to a couple local people. They said, like, you know, when you see that platform and the statue of Jesus or Mary or you know, it seems like it's walking through the streets.
Yeah.
And so it goes to that, to the meaning, like for Christian, like why we are redeemed and so on. So it's not just a parade and show of the statues,
mm-hmm.
But it has the penitential meaning and that's the core. So that's why they stop in the main church, usually of the city. It's Nuestra Señora de Lo or some other cathedral, and they pause for a moment. And then they continue, carry on, go back to their own place. So that's how it goes. And you know, they have different colors because all these hermandades and cofradías, they develop, you know, their own flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And they have also different kind of charisma, what they do. Some of them, they support, you know, less fortunate. Some of them, they are more loose and joyful. But that's what I heard, because you asked about the colors. That darker the color, the more serious they do.
Usually.
And less music and drums and everything else.
Yeah.
More like more solemn, quiet, and you know, like a Secret Service seals of the this procession. And there are some who are, you know, a little bit more joyful. And depends on the timing, because you can get online, and I just checked that myself. Very easy. Semana Santa N. For example, Chipionarota, Sanlúcar, El Puerto, all these local places, they all have them pretty much almost every day, except Chipiona has them like 3 or 4 days. But you can see them. There are hours, like, for example, Forota, you know, we have one tonight, 22:30 to 2 a.m., Wednesday, 20:30, 2 a.m., Thursday, 19:03, and then Friday from 2 a.m. to 12:45, and then in the evening again. And there's even one on Sunday, like after the services, or if you leave after breakfast, you just go to town. Don't be surprised, the streets are closed. It's a big thing for people, so it's not just just fun. So again, I'll stop right here if you have more questions, because I can take off with that. It's really interesting, fascinating. At some point, it may seem like it's like, is it still carnival? But it's not. And it's you know, people come with a certain solemnity. That's why everything is closed in the afternoon. People, if you plan to shop for food for Easter, do that in the morning.
In the morning, not afternoon. Okay.
Thursday, Friday, it will be closed.
So now, I have a question. So, growing up in Philippines, you know, I remember, you know, during the penitentiary time, right? And then, you know, one of them whipping their back. Yeah. So, do they do that here?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. They may do that, but Philippines, they're famous for that, for the life crucifixion and flagellations. But that's what it comes from the penitential rite. Mm-hmm. You know, all these scary looking pointed hoods, which probably give us a different impression from some illegal organizations. But it comes from the penance. In the Middle Ages, people were using sackcloth, and you can read about that in Old Testament, in Jewish tradition, even in the Muslim tradition, that, you know, you put the simple clothes when you did penance and you repent, you change your life. And I think whatever you do, if you diet, if you want to be better for PRT, you have to simplify your life, right? Because if you load too many things on your plate, it's overbearing. So that's what it is, and these clothes come from that. And then, of course, now because it's a official procession, it's more colorful inside.
Good. That's great to know. Looking forward to that. Definitely, we're gonna make some time there to witness this for experience.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's just I can tell how passionate and knowledgeable you are, sir.
Well,
I mean, obviously, it's cool. I bet just seeing firsthand, though, it's just something that everyone needs to embrace.
And the only thing I would just ask people, like, you know, whatever we do over here, it's good to know the semantics or you know, the meaning behind it, because sometimes we take it out of context because it looks cool. It's really important to know why we celebrate certain things.
Yeah.
Even if it's a birthday or the it's life of somebody, you know, why we see certain places, why these, you know, churches, sites, palaces and whatnot are so beautiful, why people put so much effort because they cared, it was important to them. And that's why we also have to be respectful and kind of mindful. We can learn from each other, from different religions, different groups, different origins and such. So.
I agree entirely. Being culturally aware, knowing your surroundings and everybody and what is going on around you, it's better to learn. We all can grow intellectually. And speaking of that, we have a tradition here on the CMC Super Show to learn more about you. It is called Take Five. I ask a few questions, or CMC will ask a few questions. I can't wait to hear about it.
All right. So this is really one of those traditions, right, that I've learned over time, being the base CMC. So we usually ask our guests 5 questions. So are you ready?
All right, sweetheart.
All right. So first off, RP2, what is your lifetime theme song?
It would be a song called Tea Leaves. It's about learning about when you've gotten to a point where you feel like there's no point moving forward anymore.
Okay.
And then realizing that there is still a point, you just have to try.
Okay.
In a sense.
That's good. Chaps?
I have a bunch of them, but I mean, it changes, but I mean, I wouldn't point one thing. I mean, as I said before, I mean, I grew up in Aerosmith and all that, but something what always keeps me motivated, and for me, songs, they have to express my mood right now, and
yes,
move to the next one.
True. That's same for me.
I don't stick to one song. I'm just life's too rich.
That's good. All right, so now, how about favorite movie of all time?
For me, it is Ready Player One. I'm a massive gamer.
Gamer, yeah, I remember that movie.
Person. I like games, I like to have fun. And for that movie, it pulls so many things that I know from my not only my childhood, but just from so many different like genres of games, movies, and cartoons, whatever. And to put it into one movie, it's awesome to me.
Yeah, I've watched that movie on Netflix maybe 5 times.
I have done the same.
Yeah, so if there's nothing else, like, you know what, let me go watch this again, right? Because it just keep popping up. How about you, chaps?
Probably old school, so it will be a book. Robinson Crusoe. So that's
what
struck my curiosity about travel and sea and everything else. So, but the movies, I love, like, super powerful movies are Gladiator and Braveheart. But on the other hand, I love silly comedies. My life is full of drama, beautiful drama. So silly comedy is like, especially Polish, because Slavic languages are so rich, so you can play with words. And then, unfortunately, I do that a lot, to the dismay of people around me. But, so the comedies and some powerful movies, which kind of like inspire you. And
it's funny you mentioned, Gladiator and Braveheart. And then for me, those are my top two, plus 300, right? You know, one of those, you know, kind of movie like that, medieval and, you know, history, that's what entices me. Every time there's something new comes out, I gotta watch it, right? So great. Now, comfort food, best one. I know you've been here RP2 for over 3.5 months. What have you liked so far since being in Rota?
So for me, I've noticed about shopping and of course, the pizza festival not too long ago, that there's a lot of pizza around here. It's like
not the same, though. Not the same like Italian pizza, all right? Napoli pizza, specifically. There's a couple spots I can tell.
Made in South,
offline.
Like you said last week. I mean, last month, even next.
And so it's fascinating to go in and go, I haven't had this one before. I want to try this one. Or I want to try that one. And for me, it's changing how my perspective on something I love so much based on where I'm at, because how we do pizza in America is
totally different flavor. It's gonna, anybody told you if you order Hawaiian pizza it's gonna cost you €100? I'm joking, but it's like a joke in Europe, but it's true. You'll see that on the menu somewhere. It's like Hawaiian pizza, €100, right?
Don't,
and then tourists will. People will still order it. I was like, no, man, not for €100, right?
It's not worth that.
Yeah, it's never gonna be the same after when you go back stateside ordering a pizza, right? So it has to be like either an Italian or Napoli pizza. Comparing that to Pizza Hut or Domino's pizza, Papa Joe's, whatever the case may be, it's never gonna be the same. All right, so that's great. Chaps, your favorite top comfort food?
I loved sushi and ramen and Asian food, and Filipino food is excellent, and Thai food, but also like Polish food. It's a lot of richness in soups, and you know, that's the gem undiscovered probably in the States as well. Not only pierogies and such, but I mean, there's a lot of food. So the Spanish food, to me, it's a little bit too blunt, so a little bit more spice. Yeah. But I mean, all these ramen, sushi, and Polish food. And stuff. I love mushrooms.
Great.
Legal ones. But but I mean, I love mushrooms. So
thank you for clarifying that, chaps.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Fourth question. Where do you find your happy place?
For me, it's having fun.
Okay.
Be it board games, video games, spending time with friends. I like to have fun. And as long as I'm having fun, I'm at my happy place. Be that at home, at work, it doesn't matter.
And that's important, right? Now, a lot of times we get sucked into operational in our job, and sometimes we forget to have fun, right? So the key thing to survive in 26 years, when I get asked, okay, how do you survive 26 years? Hey, man, we have some shipmates done over 30 years, right? More than me. But what I've learned over time is really have fun. Whatever you do, personal, professional, always have fun. It don't matter, you know, tough times, whatever the case may be, you're always going to find ways to have fun. How about you, sir?
I don't just sound cliche, but I mean, this is my happy place, the southern Spain. Yeah. I really love it. But the thing is that, again, spending time with family, friends, people I enjoy to be around, I discover that being by yourself, it's not a bad thing anymore.
that's what you call getting older and, you know, maturing. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know, and that's what you said, like, you know, having fun in the very deep meaning of the sense of the word, because again, it sounds cliche, but sometimes I don't feel like I work a day in my life because I really enjoy what I'm doing in my ministry. Sometimes it is frustrating, but that challenges you. But the thing is that, you know, if you don't like what you do, please change a job. Please change something in your life, because life is too short. It's too precious.
Okay. Great. So last question. I know RP2, you're younger than myself and Chaps, so I'm going to leave that last question for Chaps here soon. But first off, for you, for this last question, what did you want to be when you grow up, when you were a kid?
So I'm going to be a little cliche myself. For me, it was never like an astronaut or anything like that. I didn't want a fancy job. I wanted to be like my dad.
Yeah.
I wanted to do everything he did. I wanted to be exactly like my dad. And that's who I aspired to be, is my dad.
Okay, great, great. Chaps?
I just wanted to do what I accomplished, which is like travel the world and see the world. That was, again, Robinson Crusoe. Go, maybe not get cast away, but yeah. So I love that. I was curious of the world and being privileged to live in the country, which has a lot of different people from different walks of life, corners of the world, seeing pretty much every continent. That's something what is so precious. That's what even raises my faith in God and humanity and everything, that, you know, it's worth it. It's just still hungry of meeting people, encountering new things, and learning.
Well, for me, if our listeners don't know yet, you know, family, majority of them are in the medical field. So before the Navy, I actually did PT as a pre-med course, but ended up making the right decision of joining the Navy, right? So here I am now, right? So seeing the world, traveling and all that. So enjoying, having a great time. So with that, we will transition to update. Over to you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Chaplain Monka, RP2, for coming in. This was amazing. It is 3:59, and the CMC Super Show is coming to an end. So, CMC, you want to quick updates on what is going on?
Yes. Let's do this, right? So, first off, we want to thank our guests for being with us today, this afternoon. And then previous events, I want to give kudos to the previous caller run. It was a successful event, and that's because of all our volunteers and also our MWR staff for coordinating this wonderful event. I've received a lot of comments from all the participants, how wonderful and how they enjoy this caller run, right? So same thing, another event's coming up tomorrow. We have Chief Petty Officer Package Review for all our E6 eligible to making Chief. That's going to be at the Gallia 1400, so make sure, if you have not received any email from your chiefs, please ask them bring all the documents and all that's required, so we can actually review package, help you out to make sure hopefully you get selected and be make chief, right? Another thing is month of the Military Child Family Night. It's going to be happening on 16th April on Wednesday at the school. Free dinner for families and fun programs for kids. Great opportunities for parents to get more information in school programs. There's going to be some exciting performance from Disney Plus Imagination Movers. Yeah. I've seen them. TV I've watched show. Them at Sigonella a couple of times. So starting at 7 p.m. presented by MWR. And then you have a couple more events here. Explosions coming up. All right. Saturday, April 19th at the La Plaza Ball Fields. There will be egg hunts and games, crafts, and events, photos with the Easter Bunny. And then last thing that I'm tracking, Kraken Game, 24th April, is what I was told is based on the Squid Game, right? Help build mental resiliency. There's some QR codes on Vamos, and also you can sign up at the gym with Jen's team there. Please sign up. Those are the a few events that I'm tracking. So thank you to all of you. All the volunteers, if needed, please, a few more coming up. So Over to you.
CMC. Sir, do you have some, one last thing?
Just last thing, because CMC is such a great host, I forgot to tell the plan what we have for the Holy Week. So very briefly, Thursday, 17:30, there is Monday, Thursday for the Protestant community. At 1800, there is Catholic Mass, the washing of the feet. Good Friday, we have service for Protestant community at 17:30. 1800, there is service of the Lord's Passion. Saturday, Easter Vigil for the Catholics at 2000 at 8 p.m. And Sunday, Easter, the usual schedule. Catholic community celebrates 9:45 Mass and Protestant community 11:45 service over there. So, again, awesome host. And I almost forgot the most important things over here. You guys are great over here.
Well, thank you for the possible backup.
Amazing. Thank you for coming in, enlightening us, and hosting all these events. And then CMC, thank you for coming in every month. It's amazing. Third time for us. I can't wait for the fourth. So that was the CMC Super Show.
Always a pleasure being part of the show.
I can't wait to hear next month and all the updates. So thank you, everyone. We'll be back. It is time for news and sports.